You know, it's not every day where I would recommend anybody going to the Crossing Broad for anything really pertinent. But for matters of fluff, yeah, occasionally. So I'm about to do that now. Now, Kevin Kincaid, last time we heard from Kevin, by the way, he was illustrating his ignorance to the barriers faced by lower socioeconomic candidates for unpaid internships. But that aside, today, like many others before him, he stole the concept of the Field of 64 for his own personal use. And it's fairly interesting because the Field of 64 is about people in this town who cover the Eagles. And a lot of people do. There's all kinds of websites and mainstream media outlets. So he put together a Field of 64 of 64 people who cover the Eagles and put them in a bracket like I perfected many years ago in this town. So here's what I'll start with. I'll give you the top four seeds.
Okay.
We all know these people. We've had many of them on. So his number one seeds in this tournament would be Ray Dinger, Zach Berman, Jeff McClain, and Tim McManus.
Well, you know, Tim's our guy.
Tim's our guy.
Love Tim.
McClain works for the Inquirer, Zach Berman for the Athletic, and Ray Dinger pretty much invented football. As far as I've been told. So the two seeds are John Clark.
Okay, Johnny Airport.
Our own Johnny Sunshine. D. Gunn.
Our own Derek Gunn.
Derek Gunn. Dave Zangaro.
Okay.
Been a guest of the show many times. NBC Sports Philly. And also Ruben Frank.
All right.
From NBC Sports
Philly. And I love Ruben.
Yes.
Yeah. Known Ruben a long time. Good guy.
So your three seeds are Paul Domowitz from The Inquirer, Jeff Mosher, who...
Jeff Mosher right here,
and Les Bowen,
Mike
also
Les.
From The Inquirer, and Jimmy Kemsky from The Philly Voice.
You guys have had a little bit of a tussle, but it seems to be squashed now, and I'm glad.
I don't know about that, but...
I'm
really not aware of his work that much.
Okay.
But the fourth seed, I don't know who this is. Who's John McMullen? I'm sorry. I don't know who John McMullen is.
He covers...
I think he's...
Works down the shore, I think, is where he's on in the radio.
Okay.
I think he might write for SR.
Okay, I don't know who that is, but he's a four seed.
Yeah, nice guy.
Bo Wolf.
Athletic.
In The Athletic. Adam Kaplan.
Okay.
And our own.
Yep.
And Mike Kay.
Okay, yeah. Mike Kay, I had him on Saturday.
Yes.
NJ.com. Yeah.
Now, it's funny because... Right, Bo Wolf does that with Scheel. Right, they combine.
Well, a lot of not anymore. Scheel over toward more national. A lot of times he's with Berman.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for a lot of their stuff now. Yeah, Capega's still local, but he's covering like the league nationally. He still does stuff here, but he's more of a national writer.
Okay.
It's Berman and him that cover Zach Berman and him cover the Eagles locally for that.
Right, and he's got a seventh seed. Which is, I thought, pretty low seed.
That's too low.
Yeah, well, here is the ultimate disrespect. Sal Powell gets a 12 seed in this tournament.
That's no good.
Oh, my God.
He probably just gave preference to kind of the local beats, right?
Why? Sal Powell got a 12. That seemed a little eye-opening to me.
Yeah, that's a little,
right, yeah.
Maybe they're trying to send him a message. I don't know. That don't sound right. 12.
I don't know what that's about.
Disrespect.
That is a little bit. Very disrespectful. By our own Rob Molly got a 5 seed in this tournament.
There you go, Rob.
Yeah, good for you, Rob. But I should have given track to the 5 seeds. But who else is a 5 seed? I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is either. Yeah, the 5 seeds are distinguished completely by Rob Motti.
All right. There you go.
Congratulations, Rob. All right, 610-622-0975.